The municipality of North Cowichan wants the province to streamline its permitting process for timber harvesting in an effort to assist Western Forest Products, one of the municipality's biggest taxpayers, but the province says the current process is working in a timely manner. In a letter to Forest Minister Bruce Ralston, North Cowichan Mayor Rob Douglas said the ministry's delays in its permitting process for harvesting in a number of farm license areas continues to be a major issue for WFP, which employs more than 340 people at its three facilities within the municipality. The problem not only impacts the sawmill sector by reducing the overall wood availability, but also affects the supply of residual chips vital for the operations of our coastal pulp and paper mills, including Paper Excellences, Crofton Mill, North Cowichan's largest employer and taxpayer, Douglas said. Our municipality would be happy to facilitate a meeting between you, your staff and WFP to discuss concrete solutions to these issues. Addressing these challenges with the timber permitting process and WFP's operations is vital for the prosperity of our community and the future of the regional economy. WFP has recently curtailed operations at the Chemainus Mill due to, in part, a lack of log availability, which Douglas said impacts local workers and creates uncertainty with regards to their future employment prospects. A statement from the Ministry of Forests said there is currently no backlog of permit applications on the coast and the turnaround times for cutting permit approval is within the normal targeted range. Specifically, cutting permit turnaround time targets are achieved nearly 100% of the time and within the 40-day provincial performance measure, the ministry said. We recognize how important fiber access is for the forestry industry, especially with the continued impacts of wildfires. We also understand market conditions have an impact on harvesting decisions. We will continue to take action to get more fiber to mills, to ensure industry has the certainty and stability needed to make business decisions with confidence. The ministry said BC is not immune to the many challenges facing the North American forestry industry, including low market prices for lumber and high interest rates. Mill curtailments have happened across North America as the price of lumber, which is critical to so many parts of the forestry industry, including in BC, has fallen after historical highs, the statement said. The price in 2024 is now half of what it was only 2 years ago, and we're seeing the impact of multiple market conditions move through the industry. These market conditions have resulted in impacts to WFP's operations. But the ministry said that in a tough economy, the province won't leave people behind to fend for themselves. When faced with challenging market conditions, in addition to record wildfires and the end of the beetle kill harvest, supporting the forest industry and forest-dependent communities is critical, the statement said. We've funded local forestry manufacturing projects, made stumpage more responsive to market prices, and partnered with the Forest Enhancement Society of BC to bring more fiber out of the bush. We are putting workers and communities at the center of strengthening BC's forest sector. As for meeting with WFP to discuss the issues, the ministry said it has ongoing communication with all of its forest license holders and will keep meeting with WFP.